USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. U.S. beef prices may be impacted a bit as it's being reported. Thousands of head of cattle have been lost in the wildfire that's burned up the Texas panhandle. Certainly, Texas industry executives say the region's cattle business is devastated. At least two human lives have been lost as well in the fire. Texas Governor Greg Abbott toured the burn zone.
These families have truly lost absolutely every tangible thing of value in their lives.
The governor put out an urgent call for hay. Cattle that survived, he says, are starving. In vitro fertilization is being protected under Alabama state law. Governor Kay Ivey signed the measure into law on Wednesday. The bill will provide civil and criminal immunity for the death or damage to an embryo to any individual or entity providing or receiving in vitro fertilization. It runs against an earlier state court ruling against IVF. President Biden delivers the annual State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress Thursday night. He'll tout the administration's bipartisan work on things like infrastructure and gun law. Biden will also discuss the ways his administration is making wealthy Americans pay their fair share of the tax burden. A preview of the speech also showed the president will focus on other areas of broader agreement, like helping veterans and fighting cancer. Biden's address is set to begin around 9 p.m. Eastern Time. An interest rate cut is considered likely this year by the Fed. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell still cannot say precisely when that will be.
The economic outlook is uncertain, and ongoing progress toward our 2% objective for inflation is not assured.
Powell speaking to members of Congress on Capitol Hill Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Houthi rebel pirate attacks in the Red Sea have claimed the lives of at least three commercial crew members while injuring several others this week. The Houthis reportedly launched airstrikes Wednesday, targeting a cargo ship with multinational crew aboard. Along with the three who were killed, four others were wounded, including three who were in critical condition after the attack. The TSA is testing a new self-service screening technology. This will be at Reed International Airport in Las Vegas. The setup reduces the number of TSA agents at security checkpoints and streamlines operations. Passengers interact with a virtual agent for assistance while officers remotely monitor X-ray machines. Automated conveyors handle luggage requiring further screening. Although the technology officially launches March 11th, officials caution it's still in the testing phase and not yet ready for nationwide passenger use. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second. Anyone flying first class or with status perks can get complimentary bags still. And President Biden delivers his State of the Union address from Capitol Hill. It'll air at 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.